time now, 6:49. Another check of triple team traffic on what's kind of a snowy morning, Andy.
Yeah, right now I describe it more as slushy along the west side, Highway 111, and on Mountain View Corridor in particular. It's going to be hard to come to an easy, quick stop like it would be on a dry day. It's easy to forget that when we haven't had storms for a while. But keep your speed slower, especially on the city streets. Now it's going to be harder to get those speeds up along I-15. I'm seeing slowdowns almost the entire way from Bangor Highway and Draper all the way to Murray, the stop and go, especially near 106 South. But additional reduced speeds between 33rd South downtown. Eric?
Our roads are a little bit wet in Utah County as well. If you're moving northbound on I-15 from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, you've got pretty normal speeds for the most part, but once you move past Lehigh's Main Street, and this is kind of a usual thing, roads wet or not, you do have that slowing on I-15 northbound up to SR-92. Heather?
Your slowest travel in Davis County is southbound I-15 between Layton Parkway and Parrish Lane and Centerville, and then you're still very heavy and below the speed limit from Woods Cross all the way into downtown Salt Lake. Now, we do have a report of a crash on Legacy Parkway right when you get on in the Farmington area, but I haven't seen it on the cameras, and it doesn't appear to be causing too many delays. This November, you don't have to overindulge to do that home renovation project for the holidays. At Ogden's Flooring and Designs, they have low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.